This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
We are again, finally, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. If it'll play. Why isn't it playing?
Firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Was that pegging? Was that okay on that level, Mac? A little loud? Okay, we'll take that down. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And first night live back on the in the new location, in the new studio, where a lot of discovery's been going on. So, the very first thing I'm going to do is let's welcome our normal Monday guest, who gets to be the first one here. And I'm talking about writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I get to be your inaugural guest in the new Lock and Load studio.
Yeah, so to speak.
As a refugee from the mold motel, you finally escaped and can now breathe free.
Free. That was
The ninjas they're singing with you are in good voice tonight. Well,
they
done.
Are much better than me. Much better than
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I like them. I like them. But they're celebrating with you. I take it.
Well, somebody needs to. Now, just as sort of a public service announcement, if you will. Over the next few days, we found this out quite accidentally. When I moved out of the mold motel, I've lived in the mold motel for 2 years, and for 2 years I've had issues either with internet or with lungs. And the lungs have normally been worse than the internet, and we thought it was all due to the mold motel. But when we moved into this new place, which has absolutely 0% mold, second night living here, I didn't breathe at all, and I didn't sleep at all, and I went to the doctor the very next day. And it turns out, and this happened when me and you were in a tactical response, too, in June. My heart is swollen, and it is pushing fluid into my lungs. And it is a common occurrence, apparently, when you've had open-heart surgery. I don't know why I'm finding this out 4 years and 2 months after the fact, but this is a common side effect. It has been caught. It will be dealt with. But for the next week or so, I'm going to be being treated for it. If I don't show up, that's what's going on. Because I still am having breathless moments. And now I have to climb 18 stairs to get to my studio.
As daunting as that sounds, you now have a diagnosis. Cool. You know where to direct your attention.
Yes.
Thank God.
The thing about it is, one of the problems I've been having is, I've been dieting and all this other stuff, and once I get this fluid off, I'm probably going to lose about 20 pounds.
Wow! Oh my God!
Because I'm carrying about 20 pounds of fluid.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's see.
So I'll be trying out on that.
Hardly have anything to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, we hardly have anything to talk about. But you know what? We have about 5 minutes left in this segment. So what would be something you would like to talk about?
Well, I think we'll start it now. We'll have to come back to it in the next segment. But I have just been laughing my butt off at the mainstream media. I mean, this is the way I see it, that a racist communist from Australia comes to New Zealand, shoots up some Muslims, and it's the NRA's fault or Trump's fault or your right. fault or my fault or anybody right. that the media doesn't like. And I'm going, really? This reminds me of a five-year-old when stuff happens. You know, they point at the brother that they're having a spat with and go, he did it. It was him. I mean, that's the Russian collusion theory again. It must have been the Russians who... Oh, stop it already. Stop it. Just grow up. And I think... Do I think they're going to grow up? No. I think we'll have to turn them off and they'll be replaced by something better.
Yeah, I think so too. But, I mean, they're still, everybody was out there thinking this collusion report was going to come out from Robert Mueller.
Right.
You know, I thought it went on way too long.
But that's what was it, 500 subpoenas?
500 wow. subpoenas, I think 3,000 interviews, $25 million spent on it. And it was a nothing burger. And it comes out and they say, well, you know, the new attorney general, I'm not a big fan of him.
Me either. Barr.
So yep. he comes out and he says, and listen, the thing about Mueller's report, for example, he had 12 lawyers that were all Hillary Clinton fans.
Yes.
So if anybody was going to find anything, they would have found it.
Right.
But there were no leaks. Nobody's got Robert Mueller on TV to say, Robert Mueller, why did you say there was no collusion when clearly there was? And there's still members of Congress going, well, there's clear evidence of collusion.
out of the dark side where they pulled that one, there was a popping sound. Right.
Yes, yes. So they, you know, the politicians are... especially the Democratic side, but I mean, there's lots to talk about on the Republican side too. I thought my senior senator Lindsey Graham had come out of the dark side where he lived the whole time he was hanging out with McCain, and it turns out that he's a little too easily persuaded.
Yes, he is. He's another piece of wet rag. It's so sad. Well, but notice the similarities between our politicians and the ones in New Zealand. I mean, they have background checks.
Right.
They have a need to own a firearm. And self-defense is not considered, is expressly prohibited as a reason to own a firearm. And then some nut from overseas, you know, a background check to me really appears to be a get your one free pass. Because mass murder is not a long-term career choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, let me see. Have you been a mass murderer previously? Oh, no. Okay. Well, so that doesn't work. And yet they've given themselves with this gun control all of the costs, meaning there's no one armed to protect them. And none of the benefits.
So they, you know, the politicians are not a source that I look to solve the issue.
Right.
Especially on that, but we'll see where this goes as far as all that is concerned. But like you said, there's been other stuff going on. There's been other stuff going on.
Oh my
there's
gosh!
There's been plenty of other stuff going on. So let's see. We got about a minute. So I purposely stayed away from all of your stuff for a week.
Okay.
So that when we, which I normally do anyway, but I mean for my comeback, you know, I was thinking, man, I got to find something pertinent to talk about. You've written lots of pertinent stuff.
Thank you so much.
So we'll cover that. If not, then we'll just cover whatever's on your mind. Of course, for those of you that want to know what is on Rob's mind, there is a plethora of ways to do it, audio and online. Online, you can find them at Slow Facts WordPress blog. You can find them as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com. And you can also find him at AmmoLand.com. On podcast, he is part of the Ensemble Cast when it comes to the Polite Society podcast. And then he does the very unique here in the United States podcast called Self-Defense Gun Stories, where they do a little forensic examination with he and a gun instructor. And they look at some real incidents. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yes. Before I was down, I took out two of those guns, and I have played with that binary trigger system. I have played with the Reformation rifle. That was fun play and highly effective, and you'll see all that coming up pretty soon. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. I'm noticing that my mic is hanging slightly askew. So while you're talking, I'm going to be wrestling. I can't laugh at you either because I'll start choking. So anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Bill, I wrote an article just when you were pushed off the air by fleeing the Mold Motel. I said there's terrible gun control, self-defense infringement, human rights infringement that the courts ignore. The power to regulate an activity is really the power to infringe on it. And the power to tax it is the power to destroy that activity. We've heard lots of politicians propose infringements on the Second Amendment, your right to own a firearm. We've heard California politicians, and unfortunately some others in other states, New Jersey being prominent among them, say, wow, we really need to tax every gun you own. Maybe not just when you buy it, but every bullet you buy. And how about an annual tax so that you pay for that right to own a firearm? You rent your rights from the government. And today, they've gone a long, long way. And unfortunately, the restrictions haven't stopped. They're growing. We're limited in the model of a firearm we can buy, its year of manufacture, magazine capacity. And what that really means is virtually identical objects. Pick them up. You need to be a firearms forensic expert to look at two firearms and say, or magazines or bullets and say, oh, no, this one, this little detail here, this screw here means it's not in the improved firearm series number that's accepted by the state. Now, by the way, those rules don't apply to many government employees. So there's this pretty arbitrary restriction on you owning a firearm, but not if a government employee owns that same gun. And judges just look the other way. To me, that evidence is not only obvious, but striking in its level of infringement. You know, some states require a permission slip before you can even touch a firearm. You have to Right. prove you're not a criminal. You pay for that privilege. And then the federal government mandates that you go through a background check when you buy a firearm from a gun shop. Well, a police officer performs a similar background check. He's just looking for open warrants in a few seconds. But many states will take months to do the same check. And those delays matter a lot. We've had vulnerable people, people who knew they were threatened by ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, you know, crazy former business associates. And they said, look, I've got threats. I need a gun for personal protection. Just let me buy the gun. And in the 2 months that it takes, sometimes up to years, they're harmed. Sometimes they flee the state. Sometimes they don't get to because they're murdered. In some cases, in their driveway, while they wait for a permission slip to buy the self-rescue tool that is a firearm. Judges ignore that infringement, and they ignore that criminals don't buy their guns from legal dealers. Therefore, these restrictions don't disarm thugs. I wrote a long article about how bad the legal system was, how corrupt, and then I have to take some of that back. I really, really do. How long do we have here?
We got about 28, 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Let me tease this article. And sure. First I'll tell you where it came from. A district court judge in California comments on their magazine ban. It was a state referendum. The reason being those state referendums are typically looked at very favorably in the courts. It's the voice of the people. And this judge excoriated it. Here's how he starts. Magazines holding more than 10 rounds are considered arms. And California burdens the core of the Second Amendment by criminalizing the acquisition and possession of these magazines that hold more than, by any magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. They're commonly held by law-abiding citizens for defense. And I read that and I went, it's April 1st. This has to be a joke. I don't believe that a California judge, so I dig. No, it looks to be real. It's, you know, the California DOJ website.
That came out prior to today.
Yeah, I'm going, yeah, it was not. By the way, this is April 1st. So, man, I thought I was being faked by some very astute gun grabbers. They said, look, this ballot referendum, it fails the strict scrutiny test. It's not narrowly tailored. It's not tailored at all. It applies to law-abiding citizens. And it even fails the test of what's called intermediate scrutiny. It's not a reasonable fit. It prohibits law-abiding citizens from carrying weapons that the police carry. And it forces even someone who's been in the military, a veteran, from acquiring these magazines? No, they have to sell them or they suffer criminal penalties. And the judge said, look, you didn't tailor it. I've got a man who's defended this country. He could have, and I know many like that, security clearances at all kinds of levels. And therefore, you didn't tailor this to be the least restrictive. You used a broad brush and said this physical item, this magazine, is a danger nowhere, no matter who possesses it, unless you're a paid government employee. And the judge said, no, it doesn't pass the sniff test. We've only got about 15 seconds, so I've got it.
Yep.
He made me swallow my words.
I did.
This judge did.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we're talking with Rob Morse, podcaster, writer, trainer. We'll be hanging out later on this month anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is sending more agents to the southern border. She released a statement today saying that she's deploying another 750 U.S. Customs personnel to the border. El Paso Mayor DeMargo tells the political website The Hill there needs to be multiple options when it comes to securing our southern border.
As I've talked to them, there's a place they need more manpower. They've told me they need more 2,000 more agents. There's also a place for technology. So it's part and parcel. My position is a physical barrier is not the be-all, end-all for border security.
Michael Avenatti is appearing in a federal court in Los Angeles to answer charges related to wire fraud and bank fraud. The celebrity attorney says he plans to address the press after the briefing. Avenatti is accused of stealing $1.6 million from a client using phony income tax returns to get a $4 million loan from a Mississippi bank. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have Jay on the show. We need to do a little after-action review after I finally got some of his guns on the range. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse as we're going on, trying to play catch-up. So you don't get to go to the NRA meetup this year?
No. It is my birthday, and my wife has an event planned where she's putting on a conference of her own. Not as exciting for me as the NRA, but perhaps more important to the future of my marriage that I attend her conference.
Hey, listen. Hey, when is your birthday?
27th.
Oh, okay. So it's actually falling during the NRA meetup.
Right. Right. I would have loved to have been there with my buddies, but...
Mine is on the 16th.
Well, congratulations, Bill.
Yeah, I know.
You're old enough to drink now.
Yeah. I did make sure that I brought all my adult beverages with me.
Good.
But my adult beverages continue to age when I bring them because I just don't drink them that
much. Drink that much, right?
Well, I mean, I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Right.
So, I mean, anyway. Enough of this small talk. Now, where would you like to go now, sir?
I haven't recovered from what the Honorable Roger T. Benitez, United States District Judge, said about the California large capacity magazine ban. I go, what? This guy's obviously read my email because he's thinking like I am, and I don't know how he made it on the bench, but this is what he says. The judge is saying this. Who has not heard about the Newtown, Connecticut mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School or the shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida? The media covers these events for days, but when an individual victim is attacked, they get little, if any, media attention. And the attention that they get is local and short-lived. That's why mass shootings can seem to be a common problem, but in fact are exceedingly rare. Yet at the same time, robberies, rapes, and murders of individuals are unfortunately too common but draw little public notice. Wow.
You know, the thing about California, though, and I wondered about this when I saw this, but the thing about California, since everything that they have out there that, because they have a lot of these laws passed that get challenged, don't they?
Yes. Oh, almost automatically, yes.
And then a lot of time the judges, one of these district judges, or even the Ninth Circuit initial three-member board,
right,
will slam them back. And then they request en banc, and then it always gets upheld. So they're always willing to play jump ball with some of this stuff, so it seems to me.
You're absolutely right. The California legislature seems to have the opinion that they can infringe our rights faster than any court can defend them.
It reminds me when I've heard the analogy of some of these guys are sort of like having a weather forecaster that's a chimpanzee that's throwing feces at the map to see what sticks, you know.
Right.
And this just sounds like it to me. They're throwing feces at the map to see what sticks. And
yeah,
I kind of think they're sort of taking it for granted. Except Trump did you see what he did with the Ninth Circuit?
Well, I saw that he appointed some judges when the senators refused. California senators refused to meet with him for their advice and consent. If that's what you mean.
Well, he doesn't have to get consent from them for that, but it is sort of a tradition where you go when you're doing that you would take their, you know, you would listen to them. Except, they're constantly changing the tradition, the Democratic side. So I think he just said, well, enough of that. You know, Kamala Harris, she wants to try to take my job. And Dianne Feinstein, well, you know, I mean, how old is she? How much older than me is she? About 20, 30 years? So, no, I don't think I'm going to speak with them now.
Well, you... In one sense, it is disheartening that there are state governments who, I'll call it knowingly, plan to infringe our rights and say, catch me if you can. But, and it's a great big, oh my gosh, the anti-gun crowd is worried. The anti-gun crowd is now asking New York City to fix its laws about being able to transport your firearm from New York City to your home to someplace else in Pennsylvania.
Wherever you go.
Wherever you... Well, no, because then you might inadvertently, quote, have it in public. Because the antis are just all over New York City saying, are you crazy? Your law's insane. Anybody on the Supreme Court, we're going to get this stuff down our throat, yeah. And then we're going to lose it across the country.
Yeah.
They're frightened. You know, Vlad Everett may be a evil statist and taking Bloomberg's blood money, but he is not stupid.
Well, I mean, we saw this in Washington, D.C. Remember that? When they were getting ready to, they'd been right. shot down everywhere they could go. And a bunch of people called them and said, don't you dare take it any further. Don't you right. dare do it. Because if they had taken it, the next step they would have taken would have been, well, the law of the land is shall issue. New York, get on board. New Jersey, get on board. Maryland, get on board. Illinois, get on board. And the dominoes would have fallen. So these guys... I can imagine there's a bunch of conference calls in the anti-gun world.
Well, but it's what isn't that a tremendous mixed message, where the other side of the conference call goes, but Mayor Bloomberg, didn't you tell me you wanted me to defend confiscatory gun control, and here I am doing exactly what you asked. At which point, you know, we hear the, you know, the from the movie Hitler and the Third Reich, not that way, you fool, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do it in ways where you won't be caught. Yes, I want you to infringe the right of self-defense, but not in a way that will let us be caught and that we can get into the courts and lose. Well, they'll always have New Jersey. Anyway...
You know, New Jersey gives out 440 permits a year.
Wow.
And the only reason I know that is because my next guest told me how many they gave out versus Hawaii, which Hawaii has given out.
Zero, right?
Yeah, zero. Unless you're a security guard. If you're a security guard, which apparently being a security guard in Hawaii is pretty important stuff. So,
is that Dan, Truth About Guns?
No, that is actually going to be Stephen Stambalea, who is one of the...
Oh, my gosh. That will be great listening.
He is the co-counsel in the Young case. But that's coming up next hour, so... You and I still have other things to go through. And for those of you who don't like having to wait for when I show up, for Rob to show up, well, you don't have to wait for Rob to show up. Rob shows up every day in one form or fashion. On iTunes, Stitcher Radio, you can find his, I don't know how many different ways he goes. You can find either the Polite Society podcast, where it's he and an ensemble group, or it's he and a self-defense instructor, gunfighter, at the Unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and as a writer at Amoland.com, ClashDaily.com, and Slow Facts WordPress blog. He's out there every day. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PDE stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE .com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory. .com.
Indeed. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've been discussing the fun that Benitez cat, we'll hear from him again, don't you think?
Yes, I would think. Well, in theory, the Chief Justice of the Ninth District can appoint courses. Some judges have sub-districts like, you'll hear ones from Southern California. The Ninth District is huge. It was the borders were drawn back when California was mostly empty.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
But I'm going to go ahead and add one little other thing he said. The U.S. Supreme Court provides a simple Second Amendment test in crystal clear language. Anyone can understand it. The right to keep and bear arms is a right enjoyed by law-abiding citizens to have arms that are not unusual. That is to say, they're in common use for lawful purposes like self-defense. It's a hardware test. Is the firearm commonly owned? Is it owned by law-abiding citizens? Is it owned by those citizens for lawful purposes? If the answers are yes, the test is over and the hardware is protected.
Well, in California, they have a less of a selection from handguns to choose for self-defense, don't they?
that's true with their handgun roster. But you and I are used to lawyer speak and twisted, difficult statements by judges. I'd like that. I appreciate the ruling. I happen to agree with it. What stunned me was the simplicity and clarity of the statement. Like, hi, this is so simple that even a judge can understand.
See, you know, this would be a guy I wouldn't mind seeing on the Supreme Court.
Interesting point. I would like that too.
But see, the thing is, when you're appointing these guys, I mean, you know, everybody thought John Roberts being the Chief Justice was going to be the herald of a new day.
And what a disappointment he's been.
And Gorsuch and Kavanaugh seem to disagree all the time. But we don't know what's going on in there. But this would be a guy that I would like to. I never heard Kavanaugh rule on the Second Amendment or Gorsuch.
They did a little bit.
Now, certainly not at this kind of level, though, because they probably never had to face this kind of stuff.
Well, one thing that disappointed you and I was in the bump stock ban, it was appealed to the Supreme Court. Different judges hear appeals from different districts where they said, hey, we have this appealing ruling that says, well, okay, we'll put a stay on the bump stock ban, but only if you're one of the named plaintiffs.
Right.
Well,
right.
Since Florida Carey was one of the named plaintiffs, and I've given money to Florida Carey. Technically, I'm a member. So,
did you get a stay?
I don't own a bump stock, but the stay would apply to me, but not to my similarly situated neighbor.
Right.
Wow. That's just such an April Fool's joke of a legal interpretation. And I just, the entire bump stock issue is an embarrassment. Legislators didn't want to stand up and say, okay, we have to reinterpret our laws about what makes a machine gun because bump stocks are clearly not qualified, and we don't want to stand up in public and say that. You know,
you're
lazy.
Your friend, Rachel Malone, now she works for a politician now, right?
She works for GOA right now.
Okay, but she did work for a politician for a while.
She did.
See, the every politician, especially on the side that is quote-unquote ostensibly pro-gun, should employ somebody who knows what they're talking about when it comes to the Second Amendment. Because a lot of these things, because of the way they have stolen the language from us, like calling themselves liberal, for example.
Right.
Gun violence, assault weapon, those kind of things. So when they get out there and they say these things like... They have a way of making it reasonable, and because all of these politicians live in this bubble, the only people they listen to, they're not listening to their constituents, they're listening to their staffs. So if they don't have anybody on staff that knows what they're talking about, or if they don't know what they're talking about, well, then it all seems reasonable, like these red flag orders and like this bump stock ban.
And I think their staff often seek out their chief contributors... Right? So, in other words, Bloomberg's writing a lot of this.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, well, it's pretty clear when you see how common language is copied state to state. Bill, did you I'm sure you're going to cover this later. Did you see the article where a drug gang took one of their gang guys back from the police after he was handcuffed?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Yeah.
Not just, and these guys were TAC cops. These guys were like SWAT officers. So they were there, you know, they had the body armor on and all this other stuff, but they were clearly outnumbered.
And yeah, they were. And one of the thugs opened the car, took the drugs, took the guy, and they said, you want to get in a gun battle here, cops?
Yeah.
And not only that, if they had, the media would be all over the cops. Why couldn't you have used a taser?
Unless they got killed.
Police were killed?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't want cops to get killed, but what this is setting up in these areas where these areas are going to turn into places where we're going to have to abandon them.
Right. No-go zones.
We're going to have to militarily occupy them.
Yep.
To get back control of that, because police are not designed.
Right.
You can't send two in against 20.
Police need the support of the citizens.
Yeah.
But for years, the Chicago police chief told us that honest gun owners, who are actually more law-abiding than the police, were really just criminals in disguise. I guess he hasn't seen very many criminals in his life.
Chicago's one of the, what is it? There's like four or five cities that if we got rid of Chicago being one of them, that our gun homicide levels would be lower than most in Europe.
It would be, I think we go from being about in the middle.
Yeah.
And if we got rid of St. Louis, New Orleans, Chicago, Trenton, Baltimore, we go to like the 11th least violent city or least violent nation in the world.
Yep.
Which wow.
all those, all, I mean, wow. you know, it's been nearly 100 years since a Republican was mayor in Chicago.
Wow.
Last
wow.
time a Republican was mayor was 1931.
As Barack said, Chicago, you built that.
So, I mean, you know, I gave fleeting. You know, I did a little thinking. And when I got out of the military, I was like, I could be a cop. And then I thought about that. I could be a cop one versus how many? Nah, not doing that. So,
well, okay. One of the instructors.
We got about a minute, too.
We got a minute. Mm-hmm. But I want to give this guy a shout out.
Do it.
Quinn Cunningham, one of the instructors I met in Colorado, who was teaching school teachers. He was one of the first responders at a school shooting. And he says, I arrived too late. These teachers who will defend those schools are a prayer that I've prayed for. He was deputy of the year.
Yeah.
So there's some wonderful men in
good, blue. Good people, but not enough of them. You can't send two against 20 or 30 in places where there's no support.
We need to help. Yep.
Yes, we do. You check Rob out with his podcast. You can check him out at Slow Facts WordPress blog. He is back. I'm back. Everybody back. Good. It's good to be back. Thank you for stopping by tonight.
It's great to hear you in such strong voice.
Thank you, sir. Coming up next, attorney Stephen Stambolias. We get an update on all the legal goings on throughout the country. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.